Leo sun signs and Leo rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for March 2019. And Leo's, the card that I've drawn for you this month is the Eight of Swords. But before we dive in there, I want to honor where you're coming out of from February, which was the King of Wands. And this was all about standing in your center, really claiming your full fiery force to initiate projects, to exercise a kind of mastery over the element of fire in terms of your commitment, your heart-centered commitment to what you really wanted to bring forward. And as you're moving into March, this is quite a different energy, but it's an energy that's really going to amplify and bring a kind of aeration and a circulation in the ideas around whatever you want to bring forward and the kinds of stories where you might be kind of getting stuck in a sort of feedback loop of endless reverberation of old narratives, old tales around your capacity, your capabilities to kind of bring these things forward. And the eights in the tarot are all about this swirl of transformation. Even consider the energy of the loop of the eight and let your body and your spirit feel into that kind of looping quality for a moment. And the Eight of Swords in the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith representation, we can see this bound figure who's surrounded by swords, but is also actually free to step forward. There isn't actually an impediment. There appears to be a certain binding of the body, but the feet are free and there's a space to actually move forward. And this word is really your guiding light for March: space and spaciousness in the mental realm, in the communicative realm, in the realm of any outmoded narratives about your full capacity that are seemingly holding you back. And knowing that there's actually, this might sound strange, but that there is sometimes a way that we kind of get ourselves backed into a corner that's actually for our own liberation. That's actually so we can find a new creative solution to unbind ourselves. So the invitation for March is really to start by looking at where you feel trapped and to notice who kind of has the authority in that situation. Are you feeling trapped because you are responding to an inherited narrative or around how you're supposed to be doing something? Is it because there really is an external blockage? And we don't want to disregard things that actually are external limits, but start to feel into where you may have bound yourself up because of maybe a fear of stepping into your full capacity or because of simply kind of a past patterning around a certain mode of reaction in a certain kind of situation, and to know that you can start to find these little honeycombed openings in very unexpected places. It may be something as simple as taking a breath, as simple as swapping out one word in a sentence that you use to speak to yourself. That there can really be these almost micro openings in your life in this moment. This is a card that sometimes gets a bad rep for being one of these sword-driven fear factor cards, but the real opportunity in all of the swords is to notice where we can actually start to rewrite the script, where we can, through these minute adjustments in our orientation toward the storyline around a certain thing or relationship or project, where we can create more space, more amplification, more breath. So in many ways, it's a funhouse opportunity to notice where there may be some distorted perceptions. There's no problem around that, but just to almost kind of have fun and be sweet to yourself in noticing where you might be stepping in front of a mirror and completely blowing a situation out of proportion or changing the shape of it and playing with returning it to its more straightforward, realistic vision and giving yourself room to breathe within that. So wishing you a very creatively expansive and repurposed March, and I will speak to you in the month of April.